lights out for the devil and Mr. O. The fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly so that if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly but sincerely to turn off your radio now. This is Mr. O. Arch Obler. The story you're about to hear is a ghost story, pure and simple, if ghost stories can ever be pure and simple. Most of all, this play concerns itself with evil and evil men. It's strange, isn't it? We've solved the fantastic problems of splitting the atom, of accurately directing spaceships millions of miles across space, and yet the problem of evil men hasn't changed since Cain and Abel. I give you, then, Ancestor, after a message from your station.
Inner Sanctum Mystery.
This is your host, welcoming you through the squeaking door. Not for a half hour of terror, but to tell you about Radio Nostalgia Magazine. Radio Nostalgia Magazine is a must for old-time radio fans. It's a magazine with many photos and stories of old-time radio and its stars. Our current issue features a 16-page article on The Shadow. All subscribers will get a free Captain Midnight decoder badge, a Captain Midnight flight patrol membership, and a flight commander certificate from the Secret Squadron. To get your copy, send $1.50 in check or money order to Radio Nostalgia, Box 8007R, Union City, New Jersey, 07087. That's Radio Nostalgia, Box 8007R, Union City, New Jersey, zip 07087. Send now and get a free 8x10 photo of the Lone Ranger and Tonto, boys and girls.
And now, if you haven't already done so, turn off your lights now and listen to Ancestor.
You know, Al, I kind of wish I had a book.
Huh? What do you say?
I said I wish I had a book.
Yeah?
Well, I tell you, I do.
What do you want with a book?
What do you think? To throw it at your fat head.
Don't get so funny.
Sitting here in this lousy shack hour after hour, waiting. I tell you, it's enough to drive a man crazy.
What's the matter, Professor? You begin to remember those three guys you'll knock off in Frisco?
Shut up, shut your face, shut up.
A guy like you got too much reading in your head and not enough money inside where it counts. You never get no place in the rocket.
I'll get as far as you will, you cold-blooded...
Shut your mouth. What you need is a ball, you bet your life. Yes, sir, I tell you this,
Wait.
Huh?
Listen.
What's the matter with you?
I thought I heard...
Heard what?
I thought I heard... Outside, maybe we ought to...
Oh, stay where you are, I'll go. Headed to something. Nobody there.
I thought I heard...
You hear nothing, see nothing.
I suppose not.
You got the jitters you're trying to give them to me, eh?
I tell you, I thought I heard something.
Well, stop thinking. This place is perfect hideout. Nobody know about it but you and me and Duke.
Duke, when the devil's he?
Don't worry, Duke will get here.
But will he?
What do you mean, will he?
That's a lot of dough, $50,000.
Oh, you think maybe Duke could pull a double cross, huh?
I'm not saying he will. I'm just saying that $50,000 is a lot of money.
Listen, 10 years in Alcatraz, I was in the same cell block as Duke. You know that?
Well?
Well, I get to know that guy inside and out. I know every idea he got in his head.
And I suppose double crossing isn't among those ideas, eh?
Listen, Duke is one strong guy, see? Lots of muscle, lots of nerve. One tough guy. He got so much nerve and so much muscle... There ain't no room for the double cross.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Sure, I'm right. I'm always right. That's why you and me and Duke is in the big door now. I'm always right. And just because I'm right, in a little while, we three are going to have another 50 grand to split up, see?
How do you like that, Professor?
Splitting up dough, I always like that.
Sure, I never seen nobody like the dough the way you do. I bet you still got the first dollar you ever make in the rocket, huh?
Wait.
What's the matter now? You got the jumps again?
No. Listen.
Oh, that's just the dame.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
She got a lot of whips in her, eh, Professor?
3 days.
Yeah. A lot of good is going to do as soon as the Duke gets here, eh, Professor? A lot of good is going to do that sob stuff. A lot of good.
I gotta stop crying. I gotta. My eyes, day after day. How many days has it been? It's so dark in here. If I could only have a little light, just a little. I gotta stop crying. I gotta think. What's the use of thinking? They'll kill me. They'll kill me. I know they will if they'd only listen to me. I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
Crying. That dame's making me sick. Why doesn't she stop? Been going on like that for days.
Don't worry, Professor. She stopped crying pretty soon. You bet your life. You wait till Duke gets here with her 50 grand.
Yeah? And maybe he won't.
Oh, what do you mean he won't? The boss said he pays 50 grand for knocking off this double-crossing dame. And 50 grand is what we're going to get.
50 grand?
Yeah, and a cheap at the price. Say, if that dame blew off her mouth like she says she's going to do, the boss is going up to Alcatraz for 20 years. 50 grand for saving 20 years out of a guy's life. Plenty cheap, I bet you life.
But that dame, she's got a lot of friends.
What difference that make to us? Nobody ever tied us up with the others we knock off for boss before, did they?
No.
You leave it to the Duke. He's one smart guy. When he find the shack over the river, he find a gold mine. You knock him on the head, you drop him in the river, under the ground they go. They never come up again, you bet you lie.
Yes, that's true. They never do come up, do they?
No, not in 1,000 years. The river on this ground, she runs deep and fast. Nobody we ever throw in ever come up again. Nobody.
When I press my ear against the wall, I can hear the water running like it was a river under the ground. There used to be a river near the house when I was a little girl. I used to play near the water, and there was sun and light. I gotta see the light again. I gotta. How long have I been here? I never see anybody. I never hear them. Just the water running far below. No, I won't listen anymore. If they'd only let me talk to them, if they'd only let me make a deal, I wouldn't testify against them. I wouldn't. I want to live. I gotta live. Oh, I'm so scared. I can't be scared. If I start being scared, I'll go on getting more and more scared. I'll begin to see things in the dark. The dark is full of awful things. No, I mustn't think of it. I'll go crazy thinking. I mustn't be scared. I mustn't be scared.
Okay, Professor, a 4 for you and 1 for me. Read them and weep.
2 pair, kings up, huh?
You betcha.
Wait a minute, hands off the cash, pal.
Huh?
Read these cards and weep.
Son of a gun, 3 queens.
Thank you.
He draws 4 cards, he gets 3 queens. Hey, you got a luck.
Have I?
Sure. Meeting up with me and Duke.
Duke, where in the devil is he?
Oh, you start that again. I tell you, Duke, get here. 1 o'clock. That's 3 more hours.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't get here?
Oh, I told you before, the dame goes in the river, we scrum out of here.
But Duke said not to touch her until he got here.
Yeah, but me, I ain't taking no chances waiting around there anymore. Only time dames, they don't talk is when they're under the ground or under the river.
Yeah.
3 hours from now, if the Duke come back with the boss's dough or not, in the river that dame goes, and that's that. And that river, she cover up everything. Everything. You betcha.
Thought I was smart. Smart getting into the racket. Easy money. Yeah. Smart. And now they're gonna kill me. Oh, my head. It hurts so. I must be going crazy. No, I mustn't think like that. It's so quiet in here. If I could only hear someone saying something, saying anything, I wouldn't feel as if I was going crazy. I wouldn't think that all the world is dead and I'm alone. I hear something. No, it can't be. I hear voices, people. People, they've come to help me. Listen, everybody. Listen, here I am. Here I am in here. Listen to me. Help me. Help. They've gone. There's nobody. In my head. It was all in my head. I'm going crazy. I am. Oh, help me, somebody. Help me. I gotta get out of here where it's light, where the sun's shining. Listen to me, somebody. I'm going crazy here in the dark. Help me. Help me. Help me.
I will. I will.
A voice. I hear it again in my head.
I will help thee, my lady.
No. There's nobody here.
I tell thee I will help, my lady.
There's nobody here. I know there isn't. No door open, no light.
I come to thee from darkness.
But there's nobody here. I know it. I know it. The place is so small. You're not here. We're here. We're here. No. There's no one. No one.
I tell thee I will help thee.
But I hear that voice so clear.
Look before thee, my lady. The fear should not be thine.
I can't quite make out who... Who are you?
My name, perhaps thou hast heard the name before, is Philippe de Martival.
Philippe de... Oh.
Ah, her senses have left her. Better so. There's bloody work to do.
We leave our The Devil and Mr. O story of ancestor for a short message.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the ocean water. This land was made for you and me.
America, the greatest nation on earth. But as our country continues to grow, it must face the problems of expansion, such as the now ominous shortages of fuel and energy. There are ways you can help conserve these vital resources, both at home and on the job. Reduce thermostat settings by 2 or 3 degrees. Shut off lights and heat in rooms not in use. And reduce the consumption of electricity in late afternoon or evening. Remember, in conserving fuel and energy, you help yourself and your community. This public service message is presented by the President's Office of Emergency Preparedness and the Office of Consumer Affairs.
And now, back to our The Devil and Mr. O story of Ancestor.
What's the matter, Professor? You think you're going to find nerve in the bottle?
And drink what I please.
Okay.
He said he'd be here by 1 o'clock.
He will.
It's half an hour to one now.
So there's still a half hour.
Something went wrong.
I mean, there's something wrong in your head. Duke will be here. I bet you $10,000 on that.
But 1 o'clock?
It's 30 minutes from now, so shut up your face and quit squawking. You're making me sick.
Now, wait. Where are you going?
Out to the road. Too much yelling here.
Now, wait. Don't go. You greasy rat, you're running out on me. I haven't got nerve, huh? Good nerve for anything as long as there's money in it. Said I could never make money, huh? I'll show him $500,000. Well, $500,000 by the time I quit this lousy racket. $500,000, I'll be able to buy anything from... Blasted clock. What time? 1:45. 15 more minutes. He's got to get here. He's got to. If he doesn't, Al will want me to help him kill her and...
What's the matter with me? Duke will get here. He always gets here, sure. He'll do the job. Duke likes killing. It's cold. The door must be... No, the door's closed. Al must have come in. Al, is that you?
De Martevelle.
Huh?
De Martevelle.
Who said that?
I
see no one.
I am here.
You? You're where?
The coldness at thy side.
Oh, that bottle. I've had too much yet. That's it. Too much.
Weak. I worm-like thing.
And voice, I do hear it. Blasted bottle. Put voices in my head, will you? Not mine, not mine, not mine.
Pray to thy God.
Huh? I did hear. I heard.
Pray to thy God.
There is someone here. I can't see you, but you are here, aren't you?
I came back in her agony.
I hear you, and yet you aren't here. Oh, what's wrong with me? Things are what they are. There's no one who can talk without being.
Use your eyes to see.
Huh? What? Oh. Yes. Yes, I see you. You've been hiding. My eyes, they... Yes, I see you. Tell me, what do you want? Who are you? How did you get in here?
Out of the darkness. Through her agony.
Darkness? Agony? What are you talking about? Oh, my eyes. I can hardly see you. Blurred.
I weary of you.
Weary of me? What? What's that? Something in your hand? Yes, I see it. It's getting clearer and clearer. Oh. How can that be? A bow. A bow? What are you going to do with it?
I fit the arrow.
No, don't draw back. Stop pointing that thing at me, the arrow. It might... Oh!
Done. The worm no longer squirms.
Hey, Professor, I think the Duke is coming. I begin to see the headlights of a car down the road about a mile away. Hey, Professor, what's the matter? You don't...
Well, he ain't here, eh, Professor? In the other room, I bet you, hiding under the bed. Eh? Well, I think I go in and... And that's what's the use.
What? When? The door, she shut.
What's the matter with me? Me, I don't get the jumps. I'm afraid of nothing.
Hey, Professor, come on out of that room there. Wake up. I want to talk to you.
There is little time for talk.
Who said that? Professor, that you? Oh, yeah, I see you. What for you hide on the floor? Come on, you get up. Get up or I kick your face in. Come on, get up. Professor, who do that to you?
De Martevelle.
Stand where you are.
Yes.
I got a gun on you. Stand still or I kill you.
Yes.
All right, now, wise guy. I gotta find out what you look like. Come on in closer to the light.
No.
Listen, smart guy. I don't know how you get in here. I don't know what your racket is. But you listen to me. My name is Alcelotti. Maybe you hear that name before, huh?
No.
No, yes. Talk words. Who are you? What are you doing here? Come on across to the light.
I grow weary.
You grow what? What are you talking about? Come on closer to the light, I tell you. Oh, now, keep your hands up. Up, I tell you. What do you think you're doing? Keep them up. I tell you, you're crazy. I got a gun on you. I'll blow you full of holes. What's the thing you got in your hand? Drop it, I tell you. Drop it. Okay.
You're still standing there.
Meet thy God.
Meet my...
What's the matter with you? What are you set up for? Who are you? Oh, I get it. You got a bulletproof vest on, eh? Okay, wise guy, you ain't got no vest on your head. I'm gonna blow you.
No, wait. What you doing? Wait a minute. Put down that.
So, the worm, the rat, one more.
Now, Professor, open up in there. It's Duke. Open up. It's about time you guys woke up. Well, what's the matter with you guys? Why don't you put on some light?
Put on some light?
Yeah, that's what I said, lights. Al, where are you?
Me, I'm here.
What's the matter with you guys? Saving dough and kerosene or something? Come on, light the lamps.
We can see.
Oh, yeah? Since one of you guys owls. Now, quit the gagging and put on some lights. We got to work fast.
There is time.
Oh, yeah, that's what you think. We got to knock off that dame and get out of here quick.
There is time.
What are you guys doing? Putting on a brother act? I say we got to get out of here quick. And I mean quick. Well, maybe you guys want to fry in the chair, but I don't.
There is a
time. Stop saying that! What's the matter with you guys?
There is time.
Oh, I get it. You've been pouring the stuff down here, the both of you. Why, you're so stiff, you don't know whether you're coming or going.
Coming or going?
You lousy rats. I ought to blow the both of you apart. Me, I'm doing all the work. And what are you guys doing? Filling your insides full of cheap liquor like a couple of bindle stiffs. Now, come on. Get out your rod and let's get this over with.
Get this over with?
Yeah, over with. The dame. We got to get rid of her quick.
Rid of her quick?
Stop jabbering every word I say back at me, you hopheads. The boss gave me the dough, $50,000. Now, we got to get that dame into the river and quick.
Dame?
Yeah, dame. That squealing, double-crossing dame. Maybe you guys don't remember why we came out here. Maybe you think you came out here for a gin party, huh? Now, come on, Al. Come on. Get out your gat and let's get going and get rid of that twist.
No.
No? What do you mean, no? Say, wait a minute. You guys can't be that drunk. You're up to something. All right. Let's have it. Well, let's have it. What are you up to? What are you trying to pull? Come on, let's have a light in here. I see what you mugs are looking like. Well, are you deep? Light a candle.
Light?
Okay, I'll light one myself. But I'm warning you mugs, don't start nothing. My rod works in the dark just as well as yours. Where's that candle? Well, answer me, where's the candle? Okay, just wait till I get a light. I'll make you guys talk. Yeah, here it is, a match. Yeah. There. Now I'm going to see what's eating you guys. Okay, now, Al, I want you... Al, will I... Oh, there you are. What are you doing standing there against the wall? Yeah, and you, Professor. What's the matter with you guys? Why don't you say something? Well, quit staring at me without saying nothing. Okay, I'll come over there, and I'll show you... Al, Professor... Throats. Who did it to you, Al? Who did it? What?
The martyr, Al.
Who said that? Answer me, who said that?
I
see you standing there. I see you. You did this to Al and the professor. You did it.
I.
Why? Why did you do it? No, stand where you are. I got a gat on you. Now talk fast or I'll blow you apart. Come on, tell me why you did it.
I came through her agony out of the darkness.
What? What'd you say?
When you die, I return.
I die? You expect to knock me off too, huh? Stay where you are. Stay where you are, I tell you. There. That'll stop you. You're going to kill me too, huh? Well, why don't you do it now? Huh. You're still standing there. I shot you. You're dead. Like they're dead. But they talked to me when I came in before. And they must have been dead then. How could they have... No, stay back, I tell you. You're dead. And they're dead. And the dead don't talk. Don't move. What are you pointing at me? What are you going to do with that thing? Don't point it at me. I ain't done nothing. I ain't...
You haven't got a chance. Come on out, or we coming in now. All right, boys, come on.
Careful, boys. There they are. Put them up, you.
Put him up over... Chief, what is it? What?
Look at him. Ooh.
Dead. All three of them. And each with an arrow through his throat.
Doctor, how is she?
It's all right, Mr. Myers. Your daughter's going to be all right. Nothing physically wrong.
Thank heaven.
It was most fortunate the police got there when they did. Another few hours in the horror of that darkness and her mind... Well, I repeat, it was most fortunate.
But I heard through the door.
You're referring to her cries. Let me assure you that it's nothing. It was nothing but hysteria, a reaction to her horrible experience, that's all. But she'll be all right, you can believe me.
My poor little Ruthie. I hadn't seen her for years. And to find her again this way.
Oh, Mr. Myers, there's something I would like to ask you, if you don't mind.
Not at all. What is it, Doctor?
In her hysteria, your daughter kept repeating a name. I've been wondering whether you can think of any reason for her saying it.
Name? Name? What name?
She kept saying it over and over again. I'm not quite sure, but I think it was... Yes, it was... Philippe de Matteval.
Philippe de Matteval?
Yes. Could he have had anything to do with what took place?
Well, no, no, of course not. Philippe de Matteval was an ancestor of mine, lived back in the days of the Norman Conquest, over 850 years ago. Oh, no. He had nothing to do with all this.
This is Mr. O again. Question, do I believe in ghosts? Well, I'll tell you what I believe in. Nothing in nature is lost. You burn a match and it's not destroyed. It's simply transformed into another form. The human spirit on death, the consciousness, all else, what becomes of them? The Orthodox religions have one answer, the non-believer another. But no matter what you believe, remember this. Nothing in the universe is ever truly destroyed, just transformed into another form. Could that form, under unusual circumstances, be what we term a ghost? I don't know. But I do know about our next week's story, after a short message.
So, Mr. President, what does it mean to say love makes all things new again?
Love makes all things new again? Well, you see, if somebody gets down in the dumps, that means they're very sad. I'd say, I care about you. And then they go, pee-yo!
Why is that?
Well, when a person knows somebody cares about him, they just feel great. They go pee-yong.
Oh, I see.
No, that's the same thing as love.
What's the same thing as love?
Caring about people.
Well, suppose there were two people down in the dumps, Mr. President.
Oh, I just say, I care about you, I care about you, and go pew-pew.
Suppose 200 million Americans were down in the dumps, Mr. President.
I'd say, I care about you, 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 I care about you.
Love makes all things new again.
Hey, what was that?
Another sound of love from the Franciscans.
This is Arch Ober again. Were you ever a boy or girl scout on a nature study trip? That's what our play is about next time, only our people aren't children. They're a very special breed of very special human adults. But that's next time in Nature Study.